And up next, we will salute the Queen of the Skies, the Boeing 747. This spacious and sleek aircraft that was once touted as the future of airplane travel when it took off in 1969 is now a plane of the past as airlines are opting for more fuel-efficient alternatives. This week, Boeing completed and delivered the last 747 to ever be built. And on Wednesday, the plane flew a path spelling out 747 on the flight tracker to commemorate the moment. Let's learn more about the history of this jumbo jet and what's in store for the airlines of the future.
When it was revealed in 1969, it broke the mold and defined jumbo. It brought jet travel to the people, carried world leaders, cultural icons, and even spacecraft. For half a century, it was the queen of the skies. But now the last model has been delivered, Boeing 747 is beginning to approach its final touchdown. Built to meet the boom in demand for air travel in the 1960s, the 747 was a giant that needed the world's largest factory to match its jumbo proportions. 225 feet from nose to tail, it had a wing surface bigger than a basketball court. And its innovative wide-body double-aisle and double-deck design would allow it to carry up to 500 passengers, while ensuring it would also be a freight-hauling behemoth with looks like no other. Taking to the skies for its first commercial flight in 1970, the 747 cut airfares in half and opened up a world of affordable air travel. Airlines across the globe clamoured to have a jumbo jet in their fleet, and airports and their equipment had to be modified to accommodate its enormous size and passenger capacity. But spacious interiors, a trademark spiral staircase, and superior service also had the world's rich and famous flocking. Glamorous silver screen appearances cemented its lavish reputation, and it became the go-to transport for many of the world's elite, a trend set to continue with the presidentially modified Air Force One. The 747 was so capable, it was even used to transport NASA's space shuttles, and it continues to be used to launch satellites with Virgin Orbit. But the Queen of the Skies' days of carrying passengers are entering their final chapter.